谢谢你把你独生的爱子赐给我们，让我们今天能够聚集在你的殿里，向你敬拜，向你歌唱，让我们领你歌唱来赞美你。主啊，你是那创造天地的一位，你创造了我们，创造了世间的万物。主啊，你不光创造我们，你也给我们指出一条又新又活的新路。主啊，让我们能够从黑暗里出来，来到光明的国度。主啊，谢谢你的儿子在十字架上为我们舍了自己，流出他的宝血，把我们罪洗净，让我们有这样又新又活的路来到你面前，说阿爸父。主啊，我们来归到你的名里，成为你的儿女。主啊，也谢谢你把你这样的大爱给我们，让我每天的生活能够在你的爱里面，让我们每天能够走着属天的道路。主啊，也谢谢你不光让你的儿子死在十字架上担当了我们的罪，你也让他在三天之后复活。主啊，让我们有这样新的生命，能够与你连结，能够与你联合。主啊，你在你的灵里面供应我们。主啊，让我们保守我们的身体，也保守我们灵里的生命。主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你把我们弟兄姊妹聚集在你的身边。主啊，也谢谢你今天让我们能够在这里请到我们 Pastor Ray， 能够把你的话讲给我们听。主啊，在你的话语里面，我们的爱有根有基，我们的信也更加刚强。主啊，求你保守今天的聚会，保守今天聚会中各样的事工，有 Pastor Ray 的讲道，还有楼下儿童的事工，主啊，还有范氏服侍的弟兄。主啊，我们把所有的一切都交在你的手里面。我们还为因各种原因没有能到我们中间的弟兄姊妹向你献上我们的祷告。主啊，我们知道你同时也是与他们在一起，你的灵与他们同在，你也引领他们的脚步。主啊，我们这样祷告，不配奉你的名求，阿们。大家请坐。今天我们读经的经节选自罗马书第八章18节到39节。因为经节比较长，所以我们用起音的方式，我读第一节，大家读下一节。罗马书第八章18节，我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望不是盼望，谁还盼望他所见的呢？况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗？
谁能控告神说
谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，谢谢大家。现在我们请Pastor Ray 跟我们讲道。
I'm so happy that all I have to do is preach today. I don't have to shovel snow.
我今天很高兴，今天我所做的就是只是讲道，我不需要铲雪。
This passage from Romans 8 is about suffering.
那么罗马书的第八章的一个主题就是讲的苦难。
Last month, of course, you remember every word I preached.
那么上一个月呢，我希望您能记得住我讲的每一句话。
The first half of Romans 8 talks about the things in our hearts that threaten our faith in Jesus Christ.
那么罗马书第八章的前一部分讲的是世上有些东西威胁着我们对基督的这样一个信心。
That first half of Romans 8 helps us to overcome the internal temptations that are a challenge to our faith.
那么所以罗马书八章前半节讲的是我们如何靠着我们如何去战胜那些引诱那些罪恶来影响我们的信心的东西。
The second half of Romans 8 talks about external threats to our faith.
那么罗马书第八章下半部分讲的是那些外在的东西怎么会影响威胁我们的信心。
All of the things that cause fear and pain and suffering and grief are here in this half of the chapter.
所以那些不论是苦难还是恐惧还是痛苦这都是罗马书下半章所要讲的事，罗马书八章下半部分要所要讲的事情。
Have you noticed that when you're suffering, it's difficult to think about anything else?
你有没有注意到，当你在苦难的时候，你很难想其他的事情？
My older brother taught me this when I was a little boy.
我的哥哥在我很小的时候就告诉我。
I would be complaining about my finger hurt because I had dropped something heavy on my finger.
那么如果我是有些东西砸到我的这个手上的话呢，我会抱怨手会痛，我会叫。
And my brother would stomp on my foot really hard.
那么我哥哥会就踩上一脚。
And he would say, "Now I bet your finger doesn't bother you at all."
我哥哥会在我脚上踩一脚，说现在你的手不疼了吧？
And it was true. All I could think was how much my foot was hurting.
因为现在我的手不疼，因为我的脚更疼了，所以我不会在意我手多么疼了。
Maybe right now you're going through something very difficult.
也许此时此刻你在经历一些非常困难、非常痛苦的事情。
My hope is that you will be encouraged in your faith by what God has to say in Romans 8.
那么我希望呢，那么通过学习罗马书第八章的这个经文。能够让你的这个你的信心和你的希望重新点燃起来。
I don't need to tell you that there's a lot of suffering in the world.
我不需要告诉你，这个世界是充满了许许多多苦难。
We suffer from illness, from poverty, from man's cruelty to man.
比如说疾病贫穷，还有那些残暴的事情。
We suffer from natural disasters and economic difficulty.
包括自然灾害、经济的危机。
Something that I've noticed is some Christians are very strong in resisting their own temptation.
我发现 很多基督徒啊，对于抵挡自己那些诱惑啊，是很不错的。
But if a crisis comes from the outside, they lose their job or someone they love dies, then their faith is very weak.
但是如果一些外在的危机来临的时候，比如说工作没有了，或者是亲人去世了，那么他们的这个信心一下就一落千丈。
Paul is going to teach us how we can stand strong in our faith against the things that come to threaten us from the outside.
所以保罗在第八章下半部分就告诉我们，我们如何靠着主耶稣去战胜那些外在的威胁。
The first thing that Paul teaches us in these words is to focus on Jesus Christ rather than our suffering.
那么第一个保罗要告诉信徒的是说，在苦难中，我们的这个焦点要放在基督身上，而不是放在苦难身上。
In verse 18, he said, "I am sure that what we are suffering now cannot be compared with the glory that will be shown to us."
所以十八节说，我认为现在所受的痛苦和将来要显给我们的荣耀相比，简直微不足道。
One of our temptations when we're suffering is to think we're suffering more than anyone has ever suffered ever in the history of the world.
那么在痛苦来临的时候，我们会认为自己是世界上最倒霉的人，自己是世界上最痛苦的人，比历代人都要倒霉，都要痛苦。
So when we read Paul saying that what I'm suffering now is nothing compared to the good things God has planned for me in the future.
所以当保罗说你的苦难其实比起将来要受的荣耀比起来的时候，其实是微不足道。
We begin to think that maybe Paul didn't suffer as much as I am.
我们可能会说，大概保罗从来没有受过苦吧。
But Paul wrote these words to persecuted Christians.
但是保罗这些话是写给那些正在受到逼迫的信徒的。
The Christians reading this had threats to their freedom. They were put in prison. They lost all of their property. Even their very lives were taken away because they were followers of Christ.
那么这些信徒呢？他们此时此刻遭受很严重的逼迫，他们的自由、他们的财产，甚至他们的生命都会随时没有。
When Paul discusses his present sufferings, he has a long list of them in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
那么在哥林多前书第二章，保罗给了我们一个很长很长的一个清单，苦难包括什么？
Paul said he had been betrayed by his friends and pursued by his enemies.
保罗说他被他的朋友所背叛，被他的敌人所逼迫，敌人所逼迫。
Economically, Paul said, for the sake of Christ, he had lost everything.
那么在经济上来说，他为了基督，他丢掉了一切的东西。
Two times, the authorities arrested Paul and beat him so badly, they thought he would die.
有两次，那个当时这个官府，鞭打保罗，以致别人都以为保罗被打死了。
So Paul knew a lot about suffering.
所以保罗当然知道苦难是什么。
When he said that our present sufferings are nothing compared to the good things God hasn't planned for us, he wants us to think about the good things God has planned for us.
所以当保罗说我们现在所受的苦难和将来的荣耀相比微不足道的时候，他的意思就是要我们把目光专注在将来那个荣耀的事情上面。
So if you're suffering, Paul wants you first to shift your focus.
所以我们要把这个焦点转移，从苦难转移到别的东西身上。
Don't think all the time about how badly you feel or how lonely you are or how difficult things are.
不要再去想事情是多么的糟糕，你是多么的寂寞这个处境是多么的艰难，不要再这么想了。
Take time to think about how much God loves you.
想一想，神是多么的爱你。
You might be thinking, wait, why am I suffering if God loves me?
但是你可能说，如果既然神爱我的话，为什么我还受苦呢？
This is one of the mistakes that the Western Church has made in the last 50 years.
这就是西方这个教会在过去50年中所犯的一个严重的错误。
I'm reading a book titled Walking with God Through Pain and Suffering.
最近我读了一本书，叫做《在苦难和痛在苦难和与痛苦中与神同行》。
Yeah, in this book, he explained that 100 years ago, the church understood that we were created to bring God glory.
这本书说，在100多年以前，每个人都知道，我们被创造是为了神的荣耀。
The church of the 21st century has turned that idea upside down.
可是21世纪的教会却把这个观念把它整个都颠覆了，颠倒了。
American Christians think God exists to give me an easy life.
美国的很多基督徒以为神造了我是让我过一个舒适的生活。
If that's who you think God is, then suffering is a failure on God's part.
如果真的是这样的话，那苦难岂不成了神的失败了吗？
Or God's very angry with me because I'm supposed to have an easy life and now I'm suffering.
或者是是不是因为神对我很生气，所以我本来可以过一个舒坦的日子，现在我却经历苦难，是因为神对我很生气吗？
But this idea of God is simply not true.
但是以上这些观点都不对。
Paul said in Romans chapter 5, that's not all. We gladly suffer because we know that suffering helps us to endure. And endurance builds character, and which gives us a hope. That will never disappoint us. All this happens because God has given us the Holy Spirit who fills our hearts with love.
那保罗在罗马书第五章就说了，不但如此，我们在苦难中也欢喜，因为知道苦难能够使人忍耐，生忍耐，忍耐生品格，品格生盼望。这种盼望不会落空，因为上帝的爱借着所赐给我们的圣灵已经倾注在我们心中了。
Paul is saying you will learn more about the love of God when you're suffering than you ever will when things are easy.
神说，想学到神的爱是什么，在苦难中远远要比在舒适的生活中要好。
Paul goes on in this passage to give us three reasons why we should be hopeful when we're suffering.
保罗接下来说，在我们当我们在苦难中的时候，我们有三个理由为什么我们要充满了盼望。
The first one I really love: suffering is only temporary.
第一点，苦难只是暂时的。
If I live to be 100 years, I can't possibly suffer any more than another 40 years.
那么如果说我能够活到100岁的话，我现在已经60岁了，那么最多我就再受苦40年吧。
When the Bible describes heaven, it says God will wipe away every tear from my eyes.
但是圣经告诉我们，神会擦去我们一切的眼泪。
As Paul's explaining that this suffering is temporary, he uses the whole creation, all of the planet, as an illustration.
那么神在讲苦难的时候，他用了这个所有的受造之物，所有这个世界来阐明这个道理。
He said in verses 15 to 18, in fact, all creation is eagerly waiting for God to show who his children are. Meanwhile, creation is confused, not because it wants to be confused. God made it that way in the hope that creation would be set free from decay and would share in the glorious freedom of his children.
说第15节到18节说，受造之物正热切等候上帝众子的显现，因为受造之物处在虚空之下，并非是出于情愿，而是出于上帝的旨意。不过受造之物仍然盼望脱离衰亡之律的奴役，享受上帝儿女荣耀的自由。
Why are there floods and earthquakes and fires and tornadoes?
为什么世界上会有洪水、有地震、有火灾、有龙卷风？
When mankind sinned, we not only sinned for ourselves, but because God put us in dominion over the planet fell when we fell.
当人类犯罪的时候，那么这个世界也跟着遭殃，因为神是把我们放在一个掌管管理世界这么一个位置，所以当我们犯罪的时候，世界也跟着遭殃。
The last book in the Bible, Revelation, tells us when Jesus comes again, he will redeem us and he'll give us a new heaven and a new earth.
那么在启示录最后一章说，当耶稣再来的时候，他会来救赎我们，而且会赐给我们一个新天新地。
I have an idea there will be no more sub-zero temperatures.
我知道那个时候肯定不会有低于0度以下的温度了。
I don't think I'll have to shovel snow anymore.
我想那个时候我也不用再去铲雪了。
And there will be no volcanoes erupting or tsunamis in the world.
那么在新天新地里也不会有火山呢，有海啸之类的东西。
So I know that my suffering will never last any longer than my lifetime at the very longest.
所以我知道我的苦难再怎么长，也不会长过我的寿命。
The second thing I know is that God has promised glory and deliverance to His children.
那么神的第二个给我们第二个理由就是说，神会来啊把我们解救出来，在荣耀里面。
If your faith is in Jesus Christ, He is going to deliver you.
如果你是你的信心是在耶稣基督里，那么耶稣就会来救你，会救拔你。
Verses 23 to 25 say the Spirit makes sure about what we will be in the future. But now we groan silently while we wait for God to show us that we are His children. This means that our bodies will also be set free. And this hope is what saves us. But if we already have what we hope for, there's no need to keep on hoping. However, we hope for something we have not yet seen, and we patiently wait for it.
所以第二十三到二十五节说，不但如此，就是我们这些首先得到圣灵的人，也在心里叹息，热切等候得到儿子的名分，就是我们的身体得到救赎。我们得救的人有这个盼望，不过看得见的盼望根本不算盼望，因为谁会盼望已经看见的呢？但我们若盼望那尚未看见的，就会忍耐等候。
These human bodies are weak, and they experience pain and illness and difficulty.
我们知道人的身体是很软弱的，他会经历这个软弱，会经历疼痛，还有这个一切的这个困难灾难。
But because of Christ, we can pray for healing now, and we can pray for deliverance and new bodies later.
但是因为有了耶稣基督，我们可以向他祷告，得到医治，得到这个救赎，而且还得到一个新的身体。
In 1 John chapter 3 verse 2, it says that when Christ comes, we'll all have a new body.
那么在约翰一书说，当耶稣来的时候，我们每个人都会有一个新的身体。
I'm happy. I won't need my glasses anymore.
我可能那个时候肯定不用再戴眼镜了。
I'll have a new heart that the doctor didn't replace parts in.
我的心脏也不需要再用人工的这个东西来代替了。
My left knee won't hurt when I walk uphill.
当我爬山的时候，我的左膝盖也不会再疼了。
I want you to be hopeful because whatever physically you face, God has promised He will one day heal and deliver.
所以不论你现在身体上有什么软弱，有什么疾病，神都向你承诺。有一天他会来把你解救出来。
The third reason to be hopeful when you suffer is the Holy Spirit is always with you, God with you to encourage and strengthen you.
那么第三个你在苦难中要有希望的一个理由就是说圣灵总是在引领你。
Verses 26 through 28, in certain ways we are weak, but the Holy Spirit is here to help us.For example, when we don't know what to pray for, the Spirit prays for us in ways that cannot be put into words. All of our thoughts are known to God. He can understand what it is in the mind of the Spirit, and the Spirit prays for God's people.
那么第二十六到二十八节说，况且我们软弱的时候，有圣灵帮助我们。我们本来不知道怎样祷告，但圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。洞察人心的上帝知道圣灵的意思。因为圣灵是照着上帝的旨意替圣徒祈祷。
Are you ever confused about what you should pray for?
你有没有这种时候，你都不知道你要该为什么东西祷告？
Should I pray for immediate deliverance from my trouble, or should I pray for patience and contentment to trust God until He's ready to deliver me?
我是应该祷告马上得到解脱呢，还是祷告有这样一个忍耐的心？等到上帝来搭救我为止。
A wonderful Christian brother was suffering terribly, and the doctor said that he was going to die.
有很多非常好的弟兄姊妹，爱主弟兄姊妹，可是他们的身体上也许经受很大的苦难，甚至医生说他们马上就要离开人世了。
The doctors had placed a pump in his chest that was artificially pumping for his heart.
医生不得不在他的这个胸腔里面装入一个这个起泵器， 人工地维持他的生命。
The doctor told his wife that this pump had been in his chest too long and that he had to remove it, but that when he removed it, the man would die.
医生告诉这个弟兄的妻子说, 这个泵啊, 这个人工泵已经装了很久, 他呢, 也必须要更换, 可是你一旦把这个泵拿出来啊, 这个人就会死掉。
I was sitting with the man's wife when the doctor came and told us this bad news.
那么当这个医生跟他的太太说这个不幸的消息的时候呢, 我也跟他的太太在一起。
The doctor said I could go into the intensive care room and pray with this man who was just about to have the pump removed, and the doctor thought he would die immediately.
那么这个医生说我可以带着他们一起在这个重监护病房去祷告, 因为医生认为一旦把这个泵取出来, 这个人很可能就马上死掉。
The man's wife said to me, wait, pastor, before you go and pray for my husband, I need to ask you a question.
那么他的太太跟我说, 牧师先别急着祷告, 我想问您两个几个问题。
She said, what are you going to pray when you go and pray for my husband?
他问我, 当你到那个重监护病房为我丈夫祷告的时候, 你会怎么祷告?
She said, are you going to pray that he dies well and gives God glory, or are you going to pray that God heals him?
你是为祷告我的丈夫是马上就离开人世, 使神得到荣耀呢, 还是说祷告祈求得到神的医治?
There was something about the look of faith in her eyes that made me ask her a question.
那么她的眼中是, 这个太太, 她的眼中是充满了这个, 这么大的一个信心, 所以呢, 我也反过来问了她一个问题。
I said, sister, what would you like me to pray? What do you think God wants me to pray for your husband?
我就问他, 姐妹, 你希望我怎么祷告? 你觉得上帝会希望我怎么替你的丈夫祷告?
She said, don't go in there unless you're going to pray God heals him right now.
他说, 除非上帝能够现在就能够医治他, 否则你不要去祷告。
I admit to you, I really didn't know how to pray until I talked to her.
所以, 我跟大家就承认说, 直到在我跟他这个有这个交谈之前, 我的确也不知道怎么祷告。
Science said the man was going to die right now.
科学告诉我们, 一方面, 科学告诉我们, 这个人马上就要死了。
But his wife said that God's spirit had told her in her heart that he was going to live.
但是这个人的太太说呢, 神的灵告诉他, 这个人会活下去。
So I listened to the Holy Spirit and to the man's wife.
所以呢, 我就听了这个圣灵的话, 也听了这个人的太太这个姐妹的话。
And I prayed that God would heal him.
所以我的祷告就说, 求神能够医治这个弟兄。
2 years later, he was still in church every Sunday, worshiping with his wife.
那么2年以后呢, 这个弟兄仍然参加每一个主日崇拜,和他太太一起来崇拜。
God hasn't always led me to pray that way.
所以神是神告诉我该如何去祷告。
But I want you to understand that we have God's Spirit living in us to teach us what to pray.
所以我想告诉大家是, 我们每一个人都有圣灵帮助我们, 告诉我们该如何去祷告。
So you and I need to pray often enough and well enough to be able to hear God's Spirit speaking to us when we pray.
所以我们要常常的祷告, 要热切的祷告, 直到我们听到圣灵告诉我们该如何去祷告。
There's no substitute for a consistent life of prayer.
那么没有东西可以取代一个恒久的一个持久的祷告的生活。
Let me make one last point about God's encouragement when you are suffering and you're under attack.
那么再用一个例子来讲述, 神在我们苦难的时候如何来安慰我们，来鼓励我们。
When God allows suffering in your life, He always has a loving purpose.
当神在你生命中放入苦难的时候, 他总有一个出于爱的一个目的。
Verses 28 to 30 say this, God is always at work for the good of everyone who loves him. They are the ones God has chosen for his purpose, and he has always known who his chosen ones would be. He had decided to let them become like his own son, so that his own son would be the first of many children. God then accepted the people he had already decided to choose, and he has shared his glory with them.
那么二十八节到三十节说，我们知道上帝使万事互相效力，使那些爱神，就是爱神按自己旨意呼召人得益处，因为神预先知道谁是属于他的人，并且预定这些人要被塑造成他儿子的形象，使他的儿子在许多弟兄中成为长子。他所预定的人，他也呼召他们；他所呼召的人，他也称他们为义人；他所称为义人的人，他也使他们得荣耀。
Paul is saying that in all things, God is working for your good, in good and easy things and in difficult things.
神说，所以保罗说，神使万事互相效力，不论这个事是顺境还是苦难。
We need to accept both the difficulties and the blessings of life as from the hand of a God who loves us.
所以不论是祝福还是苦难，我们都要欣然的从神的手里接受。
We're tempted to doubt that God loves us when things are not going well.
所以当事情不顺心的时候，我们就会怀疑神是不是真的爱我呀？
When I lose my job or I'm very ill or someone very close to me dies, I wonder, does God love me?
所以不论是我丢掉工作的时候，还是我的这个健康状况下降，以及这个我的亲人逝去的时候，我可能就会问神真的爱我吗？
Paul is promising you and me that God does love us.
但是保罗告诉我们，神的确是爱我们。
You know, we never see all the things that God can see.
我们不可能像神一样的看到整个世界的这个全局。
In this passage, Paul used a lot of words to indicate that God knows the future.
那么在这段经文里，保罗用了很多词语说神是知道未来的一切的。
In English, it says God foreknew, predestined, called, justified, glorified, all in the future tense.
那么神用的这个词语，保罗用的词语什么？预定、呼召、称义、得荣耀，这都是将来的事情。
We only know how we feel right now in the moment.
但是我们呢，是活在当下，我们只知道我们现在是怎么想的。
Do you know, for example, how someone else might believe in God because they see you trusting God when you're suffering?
你知道吗？当别人看在你在苦难中仍然相信神的时候，你可以让一个人的信心是多么得到多么大的增强。
Hebrews said that God, when he disciplines his children, wants to produce a harvest of righteousness in our lives.
希伯来书说，当神管教他的儿女的时候，是希望我们在我们生活中能够收获那许许多多的公义。
So we need to respond to suffering in a particular way.
所以我们对苦难要有一个正确的回应。
Here are verses 31 to 34. What can we say about all this? If God is on our side, can anyone be against us? God, who did not keep back his own son, but gave him for us, if God did this, wouldn't he freely give us everything? If God says his chosen ones are acceptable to him, can anyone bring charges against them? Or can anyone condemn them? No, indeed. Christ died and was raised to life, and now he is at God's right hand, speaking to him for us.
所以三十一到三十四节说，对于这些事，我们还可以说什么呢？上帝如果帮助我们，谁能与我们对抗呢？上帝既然连自己的儿子都不顾惜，让他为我们牺牲，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？谁能够指控上帝所拣选的人呢？上帝已经称他们为义人了。谁能够定他们有罪呢？基督耶稣已经替他们死了。而且他还从死里复活了，如今在上帝的右边替我们祈祷。
When you pray for healing right now, you need to know if God delays that healing, there's a great reason.
所以当你是为医治祷告的时候，如果上帝把这个医治推迟了，你要知道他有一个更好的美意在后面。
When you lose your job and you need employment right now, and you're trusting God and He doesn't answer right away, you need to know that God is working for your good.
所以当你失掉工作，你现在特别想要一份工作，可是神又好像没有马上给你工作的时候，你要知道神有一个美好的心意在后面。
Well, how do I know this?
我怎么知道呢？
God says that if He gave His only Son to die on a cross in my place and your place, He would never deny us anything good that we ask for.
那么，因为这是说，上帝如果连他的儿子都不顾惜的话，他还会顾惜别的事情，不愿意给你吗？
God already gave His most precious gift to us, and so why would He ever not give us something we really needed when we need it?
神把他最宝贵的礼物都给了我们，所以当我们真正需要某样东西后，神真的不会？难道不会给我们吗？
You may be familiar with a verse in the Bible that says God will never tempt you more than you're able to bear.
我们都很熟悉那个经文，神不会加给我们承受不了的试探。
I remember one person who was suffering who said, "I wish God didn't have so much confidence in me."
那么有一个人他在苦难中说，我希望神对我没有这么大的信心。
Paul asked questions about what could separate you from the love of God.
那么保罗接下来说，有什么东西能够使我们与神的爱隔绝呢？
Let me ask the question a different way. What would cause you to turn your back on Jesus Christ and stop being a Christian?
让我问你个问题。有什么东西能够让你就是远离耶稣，不再相信他了？
Paul then lists the worst things that could happen to people in life.
那么保罗呢，列举了以下这些事情。
And he promises that none of these things need separate us from the love of Christ.
他列举了很多事情，但是他也告诉我们，这些事情里没有一样东西能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
Verses 35 to 39, can anything separate us from the love of Christ? Can trouble, suffering, hard times, hunger, nakedness, or danger and death? It is exactly as the scriptures say, for you face death all day long. We are like sheep on their way to be butchered. In everything, we have won more than a victory because of Christ who loves us. I am sure that nothing can separate us from God's love, not life or death,Not angels or spirits, not the present or the future, and not powers above or powers below. Nothing in all creation can separate us from God's love for us in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以保罗说，谁能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？困苦吗？逼迫吗？饥饿吗？赤身露体吗？危险吗？刀剑吗？正如经上所说，为了你，我们终日出生入死，被视为待宰的羔羊。然而，靠着爱我们的主，我们在这一切事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，不论是死是生，是天使是鬼魔，是现在的事是将来的事，是高天之上的，是大地深处的，或是其他受造之物，都不能使我们与上帝在主耶稣基督里所赐下的爱隔绝。
God wants you to be strong when you're facing challenges to your faith.
当你面临那些威胁你的信心的时候，神希望你能够坚强。
Jesus Christ Himself is praying for you that you will be strong.
耶稣也在替你祷告，希望你能够坚强，能够刚强。
You can trust Him when things are difficult and life is hard.
在这个生活艰难的时候，当一切都变得很困难的时候，你还是可以相信他。
Learn to focus on Christ and not on your suffering.
我们要学会把目光放在基督身上，而不是放在苦难上面。
Remind yourself that this is temporary. Jesus Christ has promised to one day deliver me.
告诉自己，这一切都是暂时的。耶稣基督有一天一定会来拯救你。
Go back to Romans chapter 8 and read this passage again.
回到罗马书第八章，再读一遍这一章的经文。
Paul did not say that in all these things we will barely survive by the thinnest margin.
保罗并不是说我们是有那么一点点那么一个得胜的希望而已。
Paul said in all these things we are more than victors in Jesus Christ.
保罗说我们其实已是得胜有余了。
So we're more than just survivors of suffering. We are in Christ victorious over suffering.
我们并不是刚刚能够活下来而已，我们是已经是得胜有余了。
May God grant us this strength in this world filled with difficulties.
让神在这个充满了苦难的世界上，你还能够坚固我们。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Mighty God, When we suffer, we tend to think only about our suffering.
主啊，当我们受到苦难的时候，我们只把目光放在这些苦难身上。
Remind us of Romans chapter 8 when we're facing difficulty.
请你通过罗马书第八章来提醒我们，在我们经受苦难的时候。
This precious truth from your word gives us hope.
你这个话语宝贵的真理给了我们盼望。
Jesus Christ is with us in our suffering.
在苦难里面，耶稣也与我们同在。
Rather than being meaningless, our suffering has a purpose.
我们的苦难并不是没有意义，我们的苦难有一个美好的目的。
Glorify yourself in us and be more than victorious in us when we suffer.
请你在我们身上能够得使你的荣耀得到彰显，让我们在苦难中能够做到得胜有余。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Thank you.